My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Welcome back. Happy Friday. Welcome back to The Drive, 96.5 The Fan, FM, Jay Binkley, Rob Brenton. Big thanks to Matt McMullen of the Kansas City Chiefs that came in for an hour. I could talk to Matt McMullen forever about the Kansas City Chiefs, but now time to talk to our Royals insider, one of the best in the business, and man, he sounds good on FM as well, Josh Vernier. What's up, Josh?
What's happening, Jay? How are you?
Well, I brought you on to talk Chiefs preseason football. What did you think of the game last night?
I was wondering. It was an odd intro. You said nice things about me, and then you called me Josh. So I figured we weren't talking Royals. I didn't watch
Joshua.
A second of that game last night. Didn't watch a second.
You weren't doing anything.
No, I was. It's my father-in-law's birthday today, so we went out last night and wolfed down a bunch of pizza.
I'm surprised you didn't cook dinner like you were doing the other night.
Cook them dinner? No,
that's
I didn't.
What you were doing the other night. I'm calling you chopping onions or something.
Yeah. No, that's right. Binkley thinks. You know what? I'm not gonna dump on you, Bink.
Hey,
2024. It's okay for a guy to make dinner for his wife.
No, I'm with you, Vern. I would never eat anything you made, but you know, here nor there. Well, what a game you got!
I'm a good cook. Yeah, whatever.
Are
okay,
you?
Sorry.
Are you?
Go ahead.
I've never had it.
Yeah, it's not.
Don't worry. We're gonna try it, but. Philadelphia in town. I love when teams play every single team. I love this series. The fact that you're getting, you know, Bryce Harper, you got Trey Turner, you got Kyle Schwarber. It's a rematch of the 1980 World Series, and I know they've played each other since then. But you know what? As a young kid, I was in the stands for the 1980 World Series, so it always kind of fun with me in Philadelphia and Kansas City. I know they don't have as many wins as the Dodgers. They're close, but I consider this the best baseball team in Major League Baseball. Good test for the Royals.
Yeah, and listen, I could point out that the Phillies have lost 19 games since the All-Star break. They're one of the worst teams in baseball, as a matter of fact, since the Midsummer Classic, while on the flip side, the Royals have the third best record in baseball since the All-Star break. If that gives you confidence going into this weekend, great. To me, I see the Phillies starting lineup, and it goes Schwarber, Turner, Bryce Harper, Alec Bohm, Nick Castellanos, Bryson Stott, JT Realmuto. You have Zach Wheeler pitching on Sunday, the return of Ranger Suarez likely tomorrow. Man, I'm not looking past that Phillies team, but you can't look past any of these next 20 games, Bink. Each one bigger than the last. Each one of them is going to feel as much of a playoff feel as you can have in late August, but it sure is nice to have it back in Kansas City.
This is the beginning of your riptide. Isn't that correct?
It is.
20 games against 20 playoff teams. Well, same teams, but 20 games against playoff teams.
Yeah, teams right now that are in position and teams right, well, you know, we'll see what happens with Minnesota, Bink. I've been burying Minnesota since May. So they continue to prove me wrong, and maybe they will continue. But yeah, 20 straight games, 7 against Cleveland, the final 7 games against Cleveland, the final 3 games against Minnesota, a 4-game set against an Astros team that just got Justin Verlander back and has taken aim at an 8th straight trip to the ALCS. And then it all wraps up with an MVP matchup between Bobby Witt Jr. and Aaron Judge, a three-game set in the Bronx surrounding September 11th. So 20 straight games, just a couple of off days thrown in there. Listen, you can feel confident all you want about this Royals team, but it was a week and a half ago that I was being chastised on the postgame show for yelling at people for talking about the wild card. I've been screaming at people for a month, man. It's about the division. Focus on Cleveland. You play them seven more times. The division is still up for grabs. And now I think everyone is now focused on Cleveland and the division. That all changed in 10 days. We got 20 straight games, man. There is nothing in this league right now that is wrapped up. Maybe outside of the AL West. You want to give that to the Astros? I'm not going to fight you. But every other spot in the postseason, to me, the AL MVP is still up for grabs. I don't care what the odds say. You're telling me if the Royals end up with the best record in the American League and the Yankees don't win their division, you're telling me Bobby's not the MVP? Man, it's all out there to be grabbed by whoever wants to go out there and take it. And the Royals have a chance tonight with Michael Wacha, who's been one of the three best pitchers in the sport for about 3.5 months now, Bing. So
yeah,
you feel good about going into the opener with Wacha opposite Taijuan Walker.
Yeah, and Taijuan Walker's really struggled this year. I think his ERA is over 5, I think, at this point. But Vern, you mentioned Minnesota. Their plus minus is not where the Royals is. They're plus 110. They're plus 170 or plus 73 with Minnesota. I've been with you. Like, I've been waiting for them to fall because they're the type of team to me that can be streaky and go up and
down.
They're
just too hurt. They're all hurt. They're always hurt.
I know. I just keep waiting for them to fall off. And
they're like the Braves,
maybe,
really.
Maybe the Cleveland side. Like Cleveland lost 7 in a row before winning 5 in a row, and now they lost 5 of 6. They only had one hit.
Yeah, but
yesterday.
Look at who they're playing, right? Look at who they're playing. I'm not getting caught up in that. They lost 3 to the first place Milwaukee Brewers in Milwaukee, and then they dropped 2 of 3 in the Bronx to the Yankees. You know, I'm not going to dance on Cleveland's grave when the Royals are about to embark on something very similar to what Cleveland just failed. Okay, they lose 5 of 6 to 2 first-place teams. The Royals are about to play the next 11 games against first-place teams. Before we spike the football and say this team's dead in Cleveland, let's see how the Royals handle tonight. Let's see what they do for the next week. Look, Royals had a very good record against Milwaukee, and they have a very good record against Cleveland. They have a very good record against the Houston Astros this season. I know people like to dog Kansas City, though you only beat up on Detroit and Chicago. Well, the teams that Cleveland can't beat and Cleveland themselves, Royals have held their own against them. Hopefully they can do it again with the doubleheader starting on Monday.
Yeah, everybody's looking at Cleveland and saying, oh, they still have 3 games against the White Sox. And I remind people all the time, Cleveland has played Chicago 10 times and they're 5-5.
Yeah, and Bink, you remember, you've been around here long enough. You know what bad September baseball looks like, but how many times did we see Adalberto Mondesi and Hunter Dozier and Brad Keller get hot in September?
Sure. I mean,
shoot, last year that 106-loss team went and helped went and hurt the Astros down in Houston. That was a bad team last year, but they caught Houston at the right time, and they took 2 of 3. Maybe they swept that series down in Texas last year. So we're now getting to the point of the season where, sure, some teams have mailed it in, but now the teams that are looking towards 2025, they're trying to play spoilers. Now, Royals aren't going to be facing any spoiling type of teams, at least not for the next few weeks. But, you know, Cleveland, like you're saying, with Chicago, I'm sure that Grady Sizemore and that coaching staff down there would love to knock Cleveland off their perch in the division.
Who do you trust more, though, Vern? Cleveland, Minnesota, or the Royals? I mean, you have been steadfast the Royals should be gearing for the division, which is sitting 2 games back right now.
Yeah.
Like Minnesota, but in your gut, like, which team has the momentum? Which team is, you know, starting to think about themselves a little bit too much? And which team is that team that's hungry? Like, which team has that energy? Which team?
Yeah.
Which team do you trust the most, Kansas City, Minnesota, or Cleveland?
Well, you know the old adage as far as momentum. Momentum is the next day's starting pitcher. And to me, there's nothing better. There's nothing I've enjoyed more about this season than the next day's starting pitcher, celebrating a win on the postgame show and then going, oh, and Cole Reagans is pitching tomorrow, you know, or after a tough loss. Yeah, we're bummed out, but Seth Lugo's pitching tomorrow, something along those lines. So who do I trust the most? I trust the team with the best rotation, and that's the Kansas City Royals. I trust them the most as far as the regular season is concerned. But I think Cleveland's the scariest team of the bunch come October when you have off days mixed in there, and they can go two innings with Emmanuel Clase basically every game. They can start to deploy those outstanding relievers that they have for more than just one inning. They're going to be a lot like the 2014 Royals, where they're looking at everyone maybe outside of Tanner Bibee saying, just give me four solid innings and then we turn it over to the bullpen. While the Royals, come October, you're looking at Reagans and Lugo and Singer saying, you got to give me six. And then I need two from Urseg. And then we're just trying to figure out what we're going to do with that seventh.
When you think about this Royals offense, I mean, how just balanced they are. I mean, they have three guys with over 30 stolen bases this year. You're looking at the RBI numbers. I mean, Vinny's third in baseball in RBI. The Royals were the first team to have three guys over 70 with Perez, Witt, and Vinny. The first team to have three guys over 80, and they're going to be the first major league team with three guys over 90 because Sal Perez is almost right there. It's the door with 85, and they'll be the first team with three over 100. This has been an amazing run for this team, and I heard Cody the other day, and we talked about it yesterday, Rob and I. You think about 2014, because they had the same record on August 22nd, 71-56, same exact record. And I remember that team being damn good, because they were damn good all around. But then you look at these numbers and think, all right, this team's got more power. They got more hits. That bullpen was incredibly special. But, man, I don't know if the 2024 team might beat that 14 team in a seven-game series.
Again, my concern is the off days and that 2014 team. Now you're saying I'll go two with Herrera, two with Wade, and two with Holly. That's six innings from untouchable monsters coming out of the bullpen, and you have Shields or Guthrie or whoever you want to give you the first three.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Yeah, I'll give you this. Bobby's the best player, no doubt. 2014 didn't have this Salvador Perez, so another edge to the Royals. 2014's, you know, Billy Butler. I'll take Vinny Pasquantino over Billy Butler. Now, you know, we want to talk 2015. I think I'll still side Kendrys Morales over
the 15
Vinny,
but, team. I'm going there.
Sure. Okay. Well, that's cool. Then. Yeah, seven game series. I'll say that I'll take 2014 and seven. I say they win that series. Yeah,
I would like
I'll
to take, see that one simulated.
I'll take
out.
Them in seven.
Kramer, you listening? I want to see that simulated. Play 24 Royals and the 14 Royals. I want to see.
But here's the thing, Binkley. You talk about those three bats in the middle with Vinny, Salvi, and Bobby. They're three of the five best hitters in the sport when it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position. Mm-hmm. All of them hitting better than 350. The thing is, as this riptide starts tonight, 20 straight games against the best in the sport, you can have no regression, right? From Lugo, from Waka, from Singer, from Reagans, from Urseg, from Bobby, from Vinny, from Salvi. They all need to remain all-stars. Bobby needs to remain an MVP. To me, Lugo and Reagans need to remain Cy Young Award candidates. Not that they're going to win it, but they need to continue to pitch like they are going to win it, like they are Cy Young Award candidates. Because if those guys drop off, if Bobby isn't hitting 450, if Vinny and Salvi aren't driving in every opportunity that they get, who's picking them up? Not saying that they don't have anyone to pick them up, but I'm just asking, who do you feel confident will pick them up? Until I can, or you can, give me an answer on that, who can pick up Urseg? Who can pick up one of these starting pitchers? Are we that comfortable with Lorenzen? Are we that comfortable with Bubich or Long out of the bullpen? Are we that comfortable with Massey, with a Renfro, with an MJ? Who's going to be the Mike Moustakas of 2014? The guy that was bad to average in the regular season, but then picks it up in the home stretch or picks it up in October. That could be the difference between this team making the playoffs and this team getting a one or two seed and getting that first round bye right into the ALDS.
What do you think these additions this team made at the trade deadline? Lucas Urseg, I mean, for a guy that was a former hitter, dude had some power too. When you say hitter, dude had some power. But just having that guy, he seemed, Vern, when he came out, I know he's got other saves, but he was the closer the other day. But he walks out, you know, he's got his name and the lights are changing, and he liked it. I mean, Lucas Urseg now, do you think he stays the closer?
Oh, no doubt.
Okay, yeah. So he's got
If he doesn't, man, we're in trouble.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, the proverbial we're in trouble if he's not the closer. No, again, yeah, to me, Urseg's on the same level. Now he hasn't done it as long as Waka, Singer, Reagans, or Lugo, but Urseg's right there as far as the pressure, the expectations. I need you to pitch like an all-star. I know you weren't an all-star. I know this is your first playoff push, but just like Reagans and Singer and Bobby and Vinny, I need you to rise above. I need the game to remain moving in slow motion for you, because if it begins to speed up on you, well, then that suddenly puts more pressure on a John Schreiber, on a Sam Long, on a Chris Bubich, on a James MacArthur to pick up the slack. And maybe they're up for it. Haven't seen it yet. Not interested in seeing it anytime soon.
Final question for you, Vern. This is a great series. I can't wait. You're firing me up for this one. The Price is Right attendance game that the Drive does. As far as attendance, 13,009, like the first time, but Wednesday. But, you know, school's back. People were there.
They go to school everywhere.
That's what I've always said. So I went 30,000. At least 30,000 tonight, because I'm looking at, okay, it's Philadelphia's chance to see Bryce Harper and all these guys. Your team is only two games back from the division. You've got the Lorenzo Cain bobblehead. You've got fireworks.
Yeah,
so
fireworks.
I have at least 30,000 tonight. Maybe I'm stretching it, but man, I don't know.
You shouldn't be. Oh, you better not be stretching it. Royals averaging just over 20,000 a game this season. That is fifth worst in baseball. They're better. You know what? There should be 30,000.
A lot of giveaways, man.
Yeah, listen, I know there'll be more than 25.
People like fireworks.
Will there be 30? I hope so. I expect so. It seems like a nice night. It's going to be hot as you know what tomorrow, likely on Sunday as well. Sunday's the game to go to, if I'm being quite honest, though. Seth Lugo and Zach Wheeler, the finale of this. But bottom line, you know, there are 15 home games left in the regular season, so we shouldn't have to sell anyone to come out to Kauffman Stadium. And again, for those of you listening going, do you know how expensive it is? And okay, well, then I'm not talking to you. If you can't afford it, you can't afford it. There's nothing wrong. I mean, I went to one game a year growing up. That's all we could afford. So do what you got to do. But Kansas City, you feel that you are an elite sports town. You now have an FM sports station. Yeah, I'm expecting 30 grand tonight.
Yeah, I hope so. But it's kind of funny, but I remember those days, Vern. The people love fireworks. I remember the team would be being drilled like 10-1, and they would have full crowd till the end. It was like back in the 2014 and 2015 or something. Right. Because they love fireworks.
Let me ask you this, Bing. The thing that I always look for, you'll remember this. You know, about an hour before first pitch, when the cars would start to back up on the off ramp, getting off to come to Kauffman Stadium, when you would start to see it back up 30, 40 minutes before first pitch. I've only seen it once. Since the glory days of Hosmer, Cain, and Mike Moustakas. I've really only seen it once, and I think it was about a month and a half ago Big series here at Kauffman Stadium. I saw it, I think maybe the Cubs series. That Friday, Saturday against Chicago, I saw people backing up, trying to get off, trying to get to Kauffman Stadium. I'm hoping I see that this weekend. But again, I'm not holding my breath.
Great stuff. Josh Vergner, you hear him tonight at 6 o'clock. Huge series. Philadelphia and Kansas City. We're on the riptide, the stretch of 20 games that Vern's been talking about forever. Every game is important. But tune in to Vern at 6. Vern, thank you very much, my friend.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.